Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Big news of the day. Well, there are a number of stories breaking, but one has to do with Twitter and President Trump. Kemp, he's permanently suspended. Was that the phrase they used?
They said, after close review of recent tweets from the @RealDonaldTrump account and the context around them, specifically how they're being received and interpreted, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence. That's the exact statement.
We'll see how that holds. Permanent suspension is like a ban, right? I'm not sure.
I mean, that's what I would call it.
I don't know about those the wording there.
You know, he was banned on Wednesday for like 12 hours, and then they let him back on, and he released that video where he called some of the people who the rioters very special people and saying he loved them. So that may be one of the reasons, and they're, you know, just afraid that he's going to incite more violence.
We'll see. All right, let's go to Springfield. Attorney General Kwame Raoul is on the phone line. General, welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. I assume you're in Springfield. Maybe you're not. I don't care where you are. I'm glad you're on the phone. Well, we're just talking about that Twitter story with President Trump. Permanent suspension, that seems to mean ban, right? You're in law enforcement.
It sounds like a ban to me. You know, I'm not in technology. I'm not in social media, but right. Sounds like a ban to me.
So before we get to the unemployment, which is the important reason you're calling, but, you know, as a Democrat, as a person in elected office, what do you think should be done with President Trump? Do you think that they should just, you know, let the term expire? Do you think they should impeach him? Do you think the 25th Amendment? I mean, do you have a view on that as the Attorney General of Illinois?
Well, you know, not as the Attorney General of Illinois, but, you know, as a individual citizen, you know, I'm fed up. I think we were made an international embarrassment. There was a loss of life as a result of something that was incited by the President of the United States, and that should be enough, whether you're Democrat or Republican or independent, to say that's enough and to make a statement. I know there are those who say there are only days left to his presidency, but it goes beyond his individual presidency. It goes towards making a statement that this should never be tolerated again.
Yeah, and we'll see if anything comes of it in the coming days. Let's talk unemployment insurance fraud, right? The state of Illinois is, among other states, joining forces with the federal government now to try to get a handle on this.
Yes. You know, obviously, this is something that certainly my office had been investigating for a while, as well as other individual law enforcement agencies. But I thought it important because how widespread this has gotten, that in conversations with the FBI, we thought it important to have a task force that coordinated law enforcement, because this is, while there may be complaints to individual police departments throughout the state, the likelihood is that there is a scheme that goes beyond municipal or county boundaries, and that we need a collective effort to crack down on this. And I'm happy to have the FBI and state police and police departments throughout the state and prosecutors throughout the state collaborating together in this effort.
So I'm going to ask you who's doing it, which is kind of a silly question, but I mean, are there individuals doing this, or are you going to find somewhere behind some black curtain an evil cabal that's operating a nationwide scheme here?
You know, there's a possibility of both, right? And I think, you know, what we'll see as we begin to put information that's been come in through different law enforcement agencies and be able to aggregate them in one place, that will allow us to get to the people who are doing this.
How widespread is it? Well, you and I talked several weeks ago, maybe months ago, you know, and it was pretty bad then. Is it getting worse? And you expect it to get worse now with this new round?
Well, we're hopeful. First of all, I think the number was in excess of 350,000 fraudulent claims within the state of Illinois. You know, I can tell you anecdotally, just in speaking to colleagues in law enforcement, many have been victimized themselves, including me.
Yeah, I thought they went after you, right?
Yeah. So, but, you know, I've spoken to others, you know, I won't volunteer their names, but others, both police officers as well as prosecutors who have been victimized as well.
What should someone do if they think they have been a victim?
I think the first thing is to know that this is likely the result of a corporate data breach somewhere, and so their private information is likely been compromised, and so they should contact one of contact all of the credit agencies and place a fraud alert and consider putting a freeze on their.
It's pretty easy to do. I mean, I've done it a number of times. You know, just get one of the three, and that they can take care of it for, I believe, all three.
That's correct.
All right. Attorney General Kwame Raoul, listen, I appreciate you joining us tonight. I know you're very busy joining us over the dinner hour, so thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Mike Quigley, the congressman from the North Side, has quite a story about his flight home from the rally, the insurrection in Washington yesterday. He'll join us coming up. But right now, here's Mary.
Cloudy still, 32, and tonight more clouds, breezy, a little bit colder, 28, and tomorrow cloudy and 36. Things are calming down in the roads except for the outbound Kennedy, still about 25 minutes out to the airport with delays into Nagel. Minor ones inbound from Irving Park, but it's up to about 40 minutes from O'Hare and 30 from the Edens. Eisenhower, 40 minutes in both directions between Mannheim and downtown. As you make your way out to 390, it's just slow out to about First Avenue. Stevenson, outbound delays into Cicero. Dan Ryan's okay. Lakeshore Drive remains tight into Chicago Avenue and Westchester, an accident, Cermak and Wolf, and also an Oaklawn at 99th and 54th. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.